3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
91 FM, The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join with us as we face the issues. It is our prayer each and every day that the issue that we face is comprehensive enough, informational enough, that it will challenge you, encourage you, direct you, inform you, so that we as Christians, conservatives and patriots in America will know better what God would have us to do. I am concerned about our nation. I'm asking the question today, that's the issue we'll cover, can America be saved? I know that's a profound question. It's a far-reaching question. It's broad, it's deep, has a lot of tentacles. But my question is this, can America be saved? Can it be preserved? Is it too late? Even if Donald J. Trump goes back in office, can he really save America? I realize that it has to be God's hand in it. I realize that a man, an individual, an elected individual cannot save our nation. It's God. But from the human perspective, when we look at today, the fact that many Americans are just tossing up their hands, disbelief, disgust over the decisions that's being made in the Biden administration. You'd be surprised how many people I've talked with that simply have given up in disgust, dismay, disbelief about what is taking place in our nation. Multitudes in 2020 election, for example, about 40 million, I'm told, American Christians didn't even vote. They were so disappointed with the system. Will that be the same this election? We're just a few months away from a destiny-deciding vote for America. Will that vote save America? If God divinely intervenes and puts Trump back in office as 47th president, can that save America? Can America be saved? That's the question. That's where we're going. That's what I want us to ask today. And let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not a philosophical rhetoric. It's not based on political dialogue and discussion. Our facing the issue is not based on denominational dogma. We base it on the solid foundation of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's God's word that has the final say-so. In fact, in Proverbs 29 and verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I think for the past almost 4 years now, I think I can honestly say that America has been in a state of mourning. A state of mourning because of Joe Biden that's in the Oval Office, and the degradation, the destruction that's taken place with our morals and ethics and values, with the open frontal attack on faith and family and our freedoms. We're going to introduce a very special guest in just a moment. And we're going to talk about these issues today. Some of the things that's taking place that seemingly is an impossibility to get your arms around and understand it. But as we face the issues, we go back to the truth book. John 8:31-36, Jesus speaking to his disciples, he said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." We're living in a society today when there's the mindset that there's no such thing as real truth. There's the mindset, especially among the millennials, according to the latest survey, 55% of Americans in the millennial age group say each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one version of truth. You've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, I'll say again, a half-truth's a whole lie. And yet we have a lot of half-truths taking place in America today. We have those that's supposed to be representing Americans that's now bifurcating what they're doing and saying. For example, Ilhan Omar tells a crowd, I'm looking at the article, tells a crowd of Somalians that her top priority is to put Somalia first and expand its territory. The U.S. government will do what we want, nothing else. That is, the American government's going to do what we, i.e. the Somalians, want and nothing else. They must follow our orders. That is how we safeguard the interests of all of Somalians. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but when I read things like that, it causes me to just feel so sad about the condition that we're in America, that we have representatives that are supposed to be representing our constitutional republic that will make statements like that. I'm concerned about it. It goes back to truth. What is truth? The 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love it, tell it, live it, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day to each of our listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The Tools for Time knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional, as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but I sit in disbelief when we see what's happening in the Middle East. When we watch what is happening with China and Russia, North Korea, and Iran and Syria. When we watch the hand of God moving across the world, making the prophetic text just leap right off the pages, when God's words already told us what's going to happen, what the future holds. But there are a lot of people today that are in a state of consternation because of the calamity, the chaos, the confusion, because of the open borders. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, we've had between 10 and 11 million illegal invaders come in during the Biden administration? That's not counting the ones who are already here. One of the statisticians on that subject said we literally have between 40 and 50 million illegal invaders in America, previous ones and the ones the past 4 years under the Biden administration. It is, ladies and gentlemen, a fact. I believe we're losing our sovereignty. I believe we, since we've seen Joe Biden take office, we are watching calamity around the globe. Now, I'm not talking about doom and gloom, just bringing to you the facts based on what we see happening. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's not taking God by surprise at all. God is sovereign. God's still on the throne. And we look at the biblical text of what God says is going to happen. We're watching it take place. But, ladies and gentlemen, just a few days ago, Iran, with one of its puppet states, struck one of our American military compounds in the Middle East, killing three of our U.S. soldiers, wounding about three dozen others. The ladies and gentlemen, this comes after our military personnel and U.S. ships were hit over 160 times. One writer says about 170 times. Let me read a brief statement from Tucker Carlson. Then we'll introduce our guest for today. America, the freest, most prosperous, powerful, and Christian nation on earth, is on the brink of destruction. Every decent and aware American adult knows this. The evidence is everywhere. He goes on to say, Democrat politicians today overwhelmingly favor late-term abortion up to the very moment of birth, formerly known as infanticide. They encourage children too young to drive or to vote to have their breast and sex organs amputated in the pursuit of a gender transition. That is both disillusional and impossible, and which leads to staggering rates of depression and suicide. They have not just allowed, but engineered a full-scale foreign invasion of America across her southern border. Their standard bearer, President Joe Biden, a senile, pathologically dishonest, and emphatically correct career politician, political hack, is destroying America's economy, destroying America's energy sector, military, law enforcement, election integrity, national security, Constitution, and overall national well-being as rapidly as possible. At the same time, Team Biden demonizes and increasingly imprisons critics as violent extremists, domestic terrorists, white supremacists, and insurrectionists. Ladies and gentlemen, I read that, those two elongated paragraphs written by Tucker Carlson, just as an introduction to emphasize the point that I want us to understand today. We're living in a state of consternation, calamity, chaos, and confusion as never before. We're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, the raging battle in the Middle East. We're watching the battle in Europe and taking place in Ukraine with Russia. We're watching China getting ready to hit Taiwan and take it by force. And yet we're watching Joe Biden, and when asked the question, what will you say to Iran? He just says, don't. But they did. So now the question is, can America be saved? Are we really in a full-scale, yet covered war with Iran, with Russia, with China, and other nations that want to destroy us? I say that we are. I say that we are. And today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted that we've got Congressman Mike Hill, the former Florida District 1 representative, that's with us. We're going to be talking about these issues, examining some of them a little more deeply than others. But with the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, as we interview Congressman Hill, the bottom line of our discussion, we want to know what's happening, but the bottom line is we want to know, how do we respond? How should we then live, as Ezekiel 33:10 tells us? What should be our response as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots? What should we do? Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the studio today Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. Looking forward to our dialogue and discussion.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me today. It's always an honor to be on your show, and your opening monologue, as usual, is spot on.
Well, Congressman, I say a lot of things as we talk about these issues each and every day, and they're not stated with glee or gladness in any fashion to see the demise of our great, once great nation. But I think our listeners need to know some of the things that otherwise would not be known in detail coming out of the Communist Network News and out of the White House. Congressman Hill, do you feel that America is at war with Iran? If so, how, why, what promulgated it?
Yes, I would say we are at war with Iran, Dr. Youngblood, and I would say it's because of Barack Obama. He was the one who originally gave them billions of dollars, even in cash. He was the one who was funding ISIS. He was the one who was funding the other terrorist organizations there in the Middle East coming out of Iran. They have de facto declared war on us, not us on them. When you start blocking shipping lanes and start shooting missiles at our vessels and other international vessels and at our bases, you've declared war. And the response that we are seeing is because, first, it was started by Barack Obama. And then when Biden was installed in office, he reinstated a lot of the things that President Trump had prevented from happening in the Middle East by giving them money. He funded again Hamas. He funded Iran, gave them billions of dollars. And now, even recently in the news, we're seeing where the billions of dollars that was given to a United Nations organization that had terrorists who were involved in the October 7th attack on Israel. And they're saying, oh, we made a mistake. Let's stop that funding. And again, a half-truth, as you said, is a lie. The truth is that they said no future funding, but the current funding that was given to them will continue until it is spent. Unconscionable. And what we are seeing, Dr. Youngblood, is what happens when you put Democrats in charge. Exactly. You put Democrats in charge of a country, it becomes a disaster. When you put Democrats in charge of a state, like we see in Michigan and California and Illinois, they become a total disaster. Everything Democrats touch turns into a disaster. Why is that? And I say it's because you can set up an equation. Democrats equal communism, mm-hmm. which means they are against our Constitution. Communism equals evil. Therefore, you can say Democrats are evil. Now, I'm not saying all Democrats are. I would say most of them are. The Democrats who are in authority, the Democrats who are in charge, they know exactly what they are doing. We have many young people today and naive people today who think that being a Democrat means you're being compassionate, that you want to help others. But again, that's just naive. It's ignorant. It's not knowing what actually makes a nation, a country, a state prosperous. But those who are in charge in Washington, D.C., and in the state capitals, they know exactly what they are doing. And their intent is to cause destruction to the United States, not to themselves because they believe they're above it all, but destruction to the United States. Why? Because they do not like our Constitution. Instead, they embrace the evils embodied in communism.
Absolutely. And one of the things, Congressman Hill, when we look at that and we understand that there is a mindset from the, I call it the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party, there is a mindset somehow, some way, that we're not answerable to the people, that we just simply take office, go in, and force-feed Americans with what they want done. Just like the article I read just a moment ago by way of monologue with Ilhan Omar, saying that she represents Somalians, and in doing so, that the entire United States government needs to bow and bend and do what the Somalians in America want. That's the mindset. Then when you see in Wisconsin, where the Wisconsin's leadership have redesigned the flag, and the flag is identical to the so-called Palestinian flag, we're watching the demise of the nation, and it's all as a result of the invasion at the southern border. I'm looking at a headline, a majority of Americans see an invasion at the southern border. More than half of Americans say there's an invasion at the southern border, according to the new poll. The poll found that the majority of Americans, including three-quarters of Republicans, say it's either somewhat or completely true that the United States is experiencing an invasion at the southern border. Now, I'm appalled by that. And when you touched on a moment ago and caused me to think that the latest numbers, I believe, I think I'm correct, that some only 26% of American college kids, airheads as I would call them, only 26% believe that the Holocaust was real. That's how uneducated we are as Americans today. And I believe that's part and parcel of the problem that we find with so many in the streets and blocking bridges and demonstrating and saying from the river to the sea, wanting to see the annihilation of Israel. We're watching the invasion take place in American borders because of the lack of understanding of what is taking place, and that's all being promulgated and carried out at the leadership and at the behest of Joe Biden. And I believe Joe Biden is simply the puppet for Barack Hussein Obama. Congressman Hill, it's a very simple and straightforward question. Let me ask you. Texas seems to be the only the only state that's taken a stand and flexing the muscles at the federal government. So my question is, does Texas have the constitutional right to protect and defend their southern border? If so, tell me how and why.
Yes, they do, Dr. Youngblood. They have a constitutional right to do so. It says that in Article 1, I believe it's Section 8 of the Constitution, that when the primary duty of the federal government is to protect the states from invasion. And when the federal government is unable to do that, then the states are allowed, they are given the authority in our Constitution to protect themselves from an invasion. I'm shocked that we don't see other states which are also being invaded. Texas is one of the huge places, the huge number of illegal immigrants come across through Texas, but they also come across through Arizona, New Mexico, and California. Well, you can discount California. They,
yeah,
that's a different country there, because it's run by Democrats. Now, if Carrie Lake had been properly sworn in as governor of Arizona, because that election was stolen also from Carrie Lake, just like the election was stolen from President Trump by Joe Biden, that if Carrie Lake had been properly sworn in, I think you would see the same reaction happening in the state of Arizona. In fact, they were beginning it before the election, where they were putting up the containers, the large metal containers, blocking the border. And then this new governor who came in, Hobbs, starts removing those. Again, a Democrat. It's unbelievable. New Mexico, I think, also has a Democrat governor, but it's essentially a red state. But we know that there was also shenanigans going on in New Mexico during the last election. So it's amazing how people, when you read that statistic there, Dr. Youngblood, that a majority of people believe that there is an invasion coming across the southern border, which Texas does have a constitutional right to defend itself. Why aren't more? I think you said 76% of Republicans. Why isn't it 99% of Republicans?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Why isn't it a lot more Democrats? The data, what you can see, it's obvious what is going on. You have to be glued to the mainstream media of CNN, MSNBC, and the other three-letter networks to think otherwise, but there are a lot of people who do, and it's startling.
Well, with what we see happening in Texas, I'm thankful to see Governor Abbott taking a stand, but my consternation is, how did the Supreme Court, with a 5-4 decision, rule that Texas does not have the right to defend itself? What constitution are they reading? What are they, as some would say, what are they drinking? I read one article where it says, obviously, there is something with Amy Comer Barrett that's one of the newest, quote, conservative Supreme Court justices that voted against Texas to defend its own borders. One writer says, what does the Biden administration have on her that would cause her to do that? But my question is broader. I'm in consternation as to why the Supreme Court could rule as they did. And number two, not just the question of how, but then secondly, what is the end result of that? If they can rule against states' rights, they're ruling against the Federalist papers, if you will, in relationship to states' rights. And yet I am thankful that the DHS Border Patrol leadership and team, they've said, we're not going in and cut the wire. They refuse to follow the instructions that's being directed, demanded by the DOJ. And so I'm thankful for that. But by the way, just for our listeners' edification, I'm sure you're aware of it, some 26 other states have said publicly they're taking a stand with Governor Abbott, and they are sending some National Guardsmen there, because the DOJ is now talking about federalizing, having the President Biden federalize the National Guard in Texas so that they will be taken off the border and nullified. And so other states are saying, we'll send our National Guard. They can take the place of your National Guard in the event that happens. So what we're watching is a standoff. And I said the other day, I believe we're watching another Alamo that's about to take place. So I'm of the opinion that this is not the end of it. I'm of the opinion that we're going to see much, much more as a result of the stand for Texas. And I'm thankful for Texas' stand on that, exercising their constitutional liberties and rights. But on the heels of that, with what we see with the, some have said, upward of 11 million illegal invaders under the Biden administration. What we see with that is the flood of those coming in. And the question has been asked, and I'm reading a headline, could the U.S. face an attack like the one in Israel? Franklin Graham warns that we already have terrorists among us, and that is highly possible. Congressman Hill, we got about 45 seconds before our news break. Do you believe that there are those in America already that's illegally come across the border that want to hurt us and that will bring about another 9/11?
No doubt, Dr. Youngblood. Yes, they are here. They do want to cause destruction to Americans and to America. And I believe this whole standoff that we're seeing in Texas right now being orchestrated by the Biden administration is intentional. It's intentional. They want to see disruption. They want to see violence. They want to see confrontation, because that is the communist playbook to then come in and be the saviors by instituting draconian government edicts to put a stop to it.
Absolutely. Congressman Hill, hang in there. Don't Hang up, but hang in there. We're going to come right back with you.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.